A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 31. In every trial and in all warfare, use prayer as your invincible weapon, and by the grace of Christ you will be victorious. Let your prayer be pure as our wise teacher counsels. For he says, I would have men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without anger and without quarreling. 1 Timothy 2:8. But the person who neglects such prayer will be delivered over the trials and passions. When reading the works of the Holy Fathers, we can notice an interesting thing. They also consider that trials and wars as a great blessings that enters their lives. They are aware that even the intrusive attacks of the devil are only possible with God's permission. They perceive trials as a time in which they can recognize the passions hidden in their hearts, which leads to more intense efforts to strengthen their virtues. And the one who recognizes his misery quite naturally asks for help. St. Ignatius Brianchanino says, begging is natural for a beggar, and it is equally natural for a man who has become poor because of sin to pray. Prayer is the conversation of a fallen and repentant person with God. Prayer is the call of a fallen and repentant person to God. Prayer is the pouring out the desires and requests of the heart. They are the sighs of a fallen man slain by sins before God. God is the only source of all good things. Prayer is the mother and the head of all virtues, a state of communication with God, which brings good works directly from the source of goodness, God himself, and makes them natural in the person who tries to achieve communion with God through prayer. St. Theodoros warns that whoever neglects prayer will be given over to temptations and passions. It means that without using this weapon, we will not only succumb to temptations, but their number will multiply. Therefore, let us try to acquire a firm habit that will immediately lead us to prayer at the time of any trial. It will bring us not only God's help, but also an understanding of meaning of our suffering. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.